This is Wild About Utah.
Vignettes of a Utah Summer. Disclaimer. What you're about to hear is the opinion of someone who really does care. I oscillate between an optimist and a pessimist who doesn't want his dreams to come true. Maybe you're like me, but hopefully you're like you. Now, I may and often do complain, critique, and crack, but it's because I want us all to do better. Leaders, followers, neighbors, you and me. Better nice. Better good. However, with these benevolent intentions, I do freely admit to have a hidden, top-secret, cryptic agenda. My hope that we don't stop at better, but instead be our best. Best nicer. Best gooder. Impossible? No. Improbable? We'll see. I have hope. Adaptive palate. The tomatoes ripen quicker. The peach leaves scorch deeper. The neighbor's grass drinks more. And seeing all this, it's hard not to as well. Hot. Hot. Hot, hot. Too hot. Too hot. Ambition. Change isn't a four-letter word. It's at least five. Six, even, depending on how you spell it. Three if you know geometry, unless you're thinking about cash. July. I can't hear through the firecrackers. The crickets, the owls, my thoughts, the baby's breathing. The dogs hide from the booms. The screaming town children joust with screaming Roman candles. Squires ready to blindly defend their knights. Baby. My wife and I, but mostly my wife, honestly, exclusively my wife, had our first child in June, a daughter, born this spring, living through this summer, her first. She has seen the hottest days since records began, and not just her records, all of them. The hottest weeks, the hottest June, the hottest July. But she doesn't complain about it, necessarily. I do, though. My wife does. The dogs do. Our friends do. Not all of our neighbors do, but a lot of them. Okay, maybe not a lot of them, but at least the ones we talk to. Some of those ones do. The rest are ready for the end, and engorge their lawns in the sun accordingly. While baby sleeps, while baby dreams, while baby has tummy time, while baby gets strong, while baby eats and eats and poops and eats, while baby grows, while baby slowly learns about the world she lives in. Cache Valley Desert. Personally, I can't wait until Cache Valley is a desert. I want those early mornings just outside my door, those cool desert mornings, when the snakes are in their dens and the birds are working their planes. I'm ready for crepuscular adventures, siestas, for the end of the era of turf, and for the beginning of the age of roadrunners. Meet me. Humble evaporation. 5 whole feet, but where are all the pelicans? 4 whole feet, but why is there still dust? 3 whole feet, but shouldn't there be more? 2 whole feet, but where did it all go? 1 whole feet, but 10 more are needed. But 10 whole feet, isn't that impossible? It is with that attitude, so let's change it. Change us. And work. I'm Patrick Kelly, and I'm Wild About Utah.